It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. How are you? Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Hope you're having a blessed weekend. Remember, as always, for more information about the show, more information about our guests, all you have to do is like us and follow us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. You can also find out more about the show if you go to Twitter or Instagram at Rodney Lear on Air, or you can listen to the show anytime you like. Just head to your favorite podcast app like Podcast One and Spotify. Like, follow, and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. We begin this morning with information from the Better Business Bureau. Joining us this morning is Sarah Kimmerer. It's our pleasure to welcome Sarah to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
All right. So let's talk about this. Now, COVID-19 is bad enough, but then you got, on top of that, people who are scamming others. That's never a good thing, right?
No, it's never a good thing, especially in the light of COVID. You know, scammers, they take advantage of whatever is happening in the news. So they really hone in on all of the confusion and the anxiety that surrounds all of these topics that are floating around. So, you know, whatever new thing is happening, the scammers just like to get their hands on it and make something of it to try to steal your information.
So the first one we're going to talk about is this vaccine passport scam. Tell us about that, if you will.
Right. So, you know, this vaccine passports, there's been a lot of talk about it, but there's no actual plans. You know, media will pick it up here and there. It's just kind of a word of mouth thing. But as of right now, the United States has no plans of making a vaccine passport. But there are some larger private companies that are working on an app that can be used for travel or attending large events. And it looks like just the QR code or an app on your phone. So it seems easy enough. But of course, these scammers, they're starting to create fake apps and fake websites. So, you know, just be skeptical of anything that appears to be coming from the U.S. federal government. I do want to reiterate, the U.S. federal government has no plans to create a vaccine passport. But if you receive an email, a call, a text message, or even a social media message like through Facebook or Instagram that's claiming the government is requiring this passport for a event or travel, then it's most likely a scam.
Let's talk about those that are being targeted.
Yes. Yeah, so there's really no one specific. It can happen to anyone. You know, there's a lot of information out there that each of us just have out from our social media profiles, that if we're signed up for a rewards program. So there's a lot of information floating around there. So whether you are on a travel related list, if you signed up for like vaccine information somewhere, don't be surprised if you receive one of these emails. But once again, if it claims to be from a official looking source, you know, the words like COVID-19, vaccine, or even the word passport, they're not trademarked. So it's very easy for a scammer to create these official looking organizations and websites when they want you to enter in your information.
Okay, so what are they asking you to do? Let's say they reach out to you. What is the actual scam and what are they looking to get out of this?
Yeah, so whenever you download a new app or you sign up for something on a new website, they just want your personal information. They want your name, your phone number, and a lot of the times they'll ask you for those government-issued numbers. So they may want your, like, a Medicare ID number. They may want a Social Security number. And they'll claim that it's for government reasons or something that's super official sounding. They may even want your healthcare information, like a health plan, and of course your bank account information, because once they have access to that, they can easily drain any credit card or debit card information. So when you start to get asked for those government issued numbers, that should be an immediate red flag to delete all of the information that you have inputted and block all communication from them as well.
And in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. More information about the show can be found on our Facebook page. Visit us and follow us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. On the phone with me now is Sarah Kimmerer. She is with the Better Business Bureau. She's here this morning with a Better Business Bureau alert concerning the COVID-19 vaccine passport scam. Now, what else should our listeners be aware of in terms of this particular scam?
Yeah, so specifically typically with the vaccine passport, whether you have received it or you have not received it, it really doesn't target either. Just make sure that you know exactly who you're communicating with. So let's say you're about to travel or you're about to attend a large event. Make sure that you double check with their policies directly from their official website before you download anything new or you click on links in an email that looks like they're coming from an official company. These scammers are really good at impersonating companies. Concerts are starting to come back. People are traveling more. So just be wary and make sure that you check with the company directly before you download anything, input any information. And even if you haven't received the vaccine, don't buy fraudulent vaccine cards, you know, those fake, the white CDC cards. Mm-hmm. So just don't support scammers. And also don't undermine the vaccine effort by buying this fake black market vaccine card. You know, when you misrepresent yourself as being vaccinated, it really puts you and others around you at risk. And it's just not a nice thing to do. And if you do receive an email or some sort of communication from what you think is a scammer and you have that gut feeling, always listen to your gut feeling. You know, you can always double check the URL. If it ends in .gov, then you're probably safe. But of course, if it ends in a .org or a .com, just double check and look for those official looking URLs.
All right. Good. Good information. So what else should we be on the lookout in terms of scams concerning or evolving around COVID-19? Because I know there's others out there as well.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about the COVID survey scam. And this started about a month ago in the middle of March. We started seeing it in the tri-state area as the rollout of the vaccine is gaining momentum and people are in the middle of receiving it. They've received both or whatever it may be. We're seeing the scam where people who received the COVID-19 vaccine, they received a text message or an email address that looks like it's coming from Pfizer. Mm. And they have within the email, it says, "Hey, we know that you received the Pfizer vaccine. Can you tell us about your experience? We'd really appreciate it if you could fill out this really quick survey. And if you fill out the survey, we'll give you a free gift or some cash in exchange for your opinion." And of course, once you click that link, you're prompted to enter in your credit card information and some personal information. And of course, they just want to steal your identity and take your money. So it's never a good mix.
Never a good mix. Now, if you find out about any of these scams, you've become a victim of these scams, what's your recourse?
The first thing you should do is block all communication. Let's say you have received an email that looks like it's coming from Pfizer, but you see in the sending email, there's no P. It just says Pfizer. That should be an immediate red flag to block all communication. I recommend taking screenshots. And when you report this, you can report it to the Better Business Bureau. You can report it to the Federal Trade Commission, the Attorney General's Office, and also the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center as well. And I can give links for those a little later. But make sure you take screenshots, you block all communication, and you delete the message so you're not tempted to click on the link at another time.
So basically, at the core of this, it sounds like they just want to get your personal information, these scammers.
That is correct. In every scam, like I said before, these scammers love to follow the headlines, and they do a very good job of impersonating these real organizations and government entities. So, you know, if you do receive one of these messages, always watch out for bad grammar, weird or awkward phrasing, you know, typos. It's very easy to just copy and paste the logo in a message, but mm-hmm. just do some fine reading and make sure you know exactly what you're looking at. But also you can hover over a logo in an email. So if you're on a desktop, you can take your mouse and hover over what link is attached to the logo. And if you see it's coming from Pfizer without a P, that's an immediate red flag to delete that message.
Mm. All right. Good information. What else should we know as we talk about this subject of scams and COVID-19? What else should we know, Sarah?
You know, I never want to scare anyone. You know, I think we all know someone that has fallen for a scam, and it's not a good feeling. But just remember, if you do happen to fall for one, you're not alone. I have myself fallen for them. I think we can all relate to that. But don't be embarrassed to speak up and say something. Make sure that if you have fallen for a scam and you see that money's been taken out of your bank account, contact your bank immediately. You can also visit the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org. And you can also submit a scam to scamtracker.org. That lets me know what's happening in the tri-state area so we can get the word out about these scams and do more interviews and make sure that people are aware of it so they can feel confident to speak up. They feel empowered to block communication with whoever they're talking to.
All right. So let's talk about the importance of security settings on your computer or everything that you use. How important is that in terms of preventing yourself from being scammed as well?
Right. So whether it is COVID related or not, I mean, I can speak on behalf of scams in general. Make sure to review your security settings on your devices. You know, over the past year, we have been working from home. We have been on our technology way more frequently. We've bought a lot of stuff online. So make sure that we check our security settings on social media platforms and see who you're sharing information with and who can see your profile. So if you only want friends and family to see what you post, or if you only want friends or family to be able to contact you, make sure that's how your privacy settings are laid out. So whether that's Facebook, you can go private on Instagram and Twitter. Make sure that you have no public information out there for anyone to just see what you're posting.
If our listeners would like to find out more, Sarah, how can they find out more about what you guys do at the Better mm-hmm. Business Bureau? If they would like to find out about local scams, things that you guys are seeing locally, how can they find out more?
Yeah. So if you have a complaint that you'd like to file, if you're searching for a business that you'd like to work with and you want to look at their business profile, you can visit us at bbb.org. It's a really great place to start to look at complaints, review history, and see any positive experiences that customers have had with businesses. And then for scams, you can visit us at scamtracker.org. You're able to put in your zip code and keywords and see what is happening in your local area, or you can see what's happening in different parts of the country too associated with certain scams. So you can visit us at bbb.org and scamtracker.org as well.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning, Sarah. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. And by the way, we have to say happy birthday because you joined us on your birthday. So happy birthday to you.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Happy birthday again. Thanks for talking to us.
Awesome. Thanks, Rodney.